السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات، يجيب الدعوات، رفيع الدرجات، رافع السماوات، وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات، وهو الذي إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا وليس لنا رب سواه، بها نحيا وبها نموت. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في محكم التنزيل وفرقانه المجيد، بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم ببعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. إن الله يعلم غيب السماوات والأرض والله بصير بما تعملون. صدق الله مولانا الأمين. قال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: انما الاعمال بالنيات وانما لكل امرئ ما نوى. وكما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. All praise and thanks and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, nourisher, provider and protector. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved master, whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him to guide the entire human being until the day of Qiyamah. And dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, first of all I would like to remind myself and you all, it is most important in our life that we have to carry wherever we are, whatever we do, with the taqwa, obeying the commandment of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the success, happiness in this life as well as hereafter. أُوصِيكُمْ وَنَفْسِي أَوَّلًا بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sustainer, the nourisher, the provider and the protector, Allah gives us chance and opportunities in this dunya, in this world, for us to earn for our akhirat, for our metaphysical world, the dunya, the real world which starts after our mouth. That's the reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly mentioned in the hadith, Al-Kayyisu man dana nafsa وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. The most wise person, intelligent person in this dunya, in this world, is those who submit himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. دَعْنَ نَفْسَهُ for the nafs. All the problems comes because we give priority for our nafs, our own desires. So when we sacrifice our nafs, our desire, man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'd al maut, and we think that we have a mouth, we have to die one day. What I am doing is not the correct thing, which is I am going against the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We think we live with the conscience, it is the successful. Wa amila lima ba'd al maut. Another way, wal ajiz, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ajiz, unable person, who does everything, عَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. And he hopes that Allah will forgive him. Like nowadays people think that we do everything and we perform an umrah or go for hajj, everything is perfect. No. The mistake, we have to see. That is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, there are two things, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. One, something called حُقُوقُ اللَّهِ. This is something to do with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying, fasting, zakat, all the commandments what He has asked to, for us to do as human beings, as His servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Master, the Lord, Hukukullah. So in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power, upper hand, that He forgives people, He punishes people, He's in His hands. So we can not justify and have hope He will do why He did that. Every action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a reason behind. Second is hukukul ibad. When it comes to hukukul ibad, this is man to man activities. This something to do with in this dunya, in this world, when we are living with our neighbors, family members, friends, all the activities. So this is, we have to be very careful and conscious, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive us until we ask forgiveness from the person we have done mistake wrong. It will carry long way. We have done something mistake wrong, or we have taken somebody's property, whatever. The answer, the justice will be given in the day of Qiyamah, in the day of resurrection. That will regret. There is no solution other thing. Here there is anything we can rectify. There is people to support, but in the day of Qiyamah, in the day of resurrection, there is no solution for it. So we have to be very careful. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, in this manner, we know many things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given many things. But certain things we pass, we come across, but we don't take serious and in depth and think about it. So today my topic is to speak about the surah which is most important surah in the Quran. This surah called Surah Al-Hujurat. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing, Allah is giving us some advice. As human, we make this mistake, we have this. As nature, as human, some or other, we tend to do these things, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us to rectify, not to do certain things. So when it comes to Surah Al-Hujurat, it is, we know, it's in the 26 juz. When you take the Quran, we know the Kalamullah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very important. But how many of us we read and we implement, we practice upon it? So only the season, and when the month of Ramadan comes, we think about Quran, we should read, listen to it. Or if somebody passed away, janazah comes, we think about doing Khatmul Quran. No. Every day in our life that we should read, recite Quran. Recitation should be there. Quran is our life. Quran should be our life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed example for his companions, Sahaba. See, you want to see Quran which is in his entire life, walking Quran, mobile Quran. See, Abdullah ibn Abbas sallallahu ta'ala. Every ayat, implement every ayat, the tafsir, the explanation was given by him. It's amazing. So this is in the 26th jura, which is called Surah Hamim. And we know 6,666 ayats in the Quran and 114 surahs. So this Surah Al-Hujurat is the 49th surah in the Quran. So this surah is revealed in Medina after the Hudaybiyah, the Hijrah, 6th of Hijri, this surah was revealed. So my respected elders and brothers in Islam, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting us 9 lessons in this surah. So I would suggest, my humble request, that every individual should memorize this surah and this, read this surah every day at home and recite and advise to the children, that the more we read, these qualities will go. It is as 18 ayahs. Comprehensive surah which has 18 ayahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so further He explained in this surah, there are 3 parts focus on this surah. The first part is that respecting our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. respecting him. So this incident also, this ayat also, there was an argument between Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Umar radiallahu ta'ala. They both were, when an argument goes, without their realization, they used to, the voice was being raised. Immediately, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat, the surah, the second ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O do you believers, La tarfa'u aswatakum fawka sawti nabi. Do not raise your voice. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Front of beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it shows whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us, that we have to accept it. There is no doubt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something, it is truth. Allah says, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Rasulullah will never speak out of his desire, own opinions. It is the wahi, the commandment, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we have to accept it. That is what we call Islam. Islam is what? Submission. He submits totally towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is, we can understand the logic behind or not, whatever, it is not the point. Islam says that, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Submit to us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why we are doing it? Because Allah says, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's it. The success is there. And the message, the ayat comes further. Whatever, whoever said that is very important besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah, that the message comes that we have to rectify. It is very important, a lesson to rectify. So the first ayat also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَتَبَيَّنُوا. The word فَتَبَيَّنُوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly saying that when a message comes to you, you have to investigate. It is very important. Investigation. فَتَبَيَّنُوا means investigate. Do not accept it immediately, then and there. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you believers, إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ. If a fasiq, a transgressor, a person who is doing sin, fasiq, sinner, comes with a message, بِنَبَئٍ, a message, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, investigate, it's very important. Nowadays we can see, my respected elders and all that. In practical life, you see, social media is really disturbing. Creating fitna, facade amongst the community. They take opportunity. This is the time to give false message, and we just pass the message. He said, but as received. We have to rectify. We have to see. Maybe it is an old message, just done few months before. So the current situation, take opportunity and we send that and create fitna. Allahu Akbar. So we'll become a sinner towards it. فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْلًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِهُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. What happens, the result is, after that, you will regret. You will regret. Why did I do the mistake? Creating fitna. Putting a bad impression on another person. Immediately we accept it and we start talking about it. Allahu Akbar. So it is very important, my respected elders and brothers in Islam. Out of 9 lessons, this is the first lesson, first advice. The first ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَبَيَّنُوا. We have to investigate. So everything, whatever it comes, is very important. We have to keep the party and find out. Very important. creating fitna is al-fitnatu ashaddu min al-qatl, worse than the killing. Creating fitna is very important. Second ayat, second advice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا, the word called فَأَصْلِحُوا, فَأَصْلِحُوا means make settlement, make settlement. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا, you can take the, later on inshaAllah ta'ala, take the surah, please read the translation with all languages there, Tamil, English or whatever, Sinhala, all the languages there. So each and every ayat detailing, see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how nicely addressing this. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, two people, two groups, amongst them when a problem, اقتتلوا, argument, whatever. So as duty, فَأَصْلِحُوا, when it comes to us, for a solution, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have to make settlement. That can be a family problem, within the office, within friends, within the community. It is very important making settlements. It is very important. Because one of the main important tasks of shaitan to make families, create fitna, to break the friendship, one of the main tasks. He will be the happiest, the greatest amal, the reward what he have done, that he breaks families. Is very important. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is there when family, when a community, when friends get together. Yadullahi ala jama'ati, community as a unity. So fa'aslihu. So every individual sometimes will get an opportunity as a boss or as a father. Father, every day there will be a situation to solve the problem that we have to solve between the two parties. Make settlement is greatest. Allahu Akbar. And the third advice, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ayat is continuing, the same ayat, which is the continuation. وَأَقْسِتُوا, when you make settlement also it's very important that we have to act justly. أَقْسِتُوا means justice, acting upon justice. وَأَقْسِتُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِتِينَ, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves people who have justice. It's very important. We should not become biased towards it. Listening, taking one side story and favoring, or making our mind already, okay, he is the wrong person, whatever he said, that my decision is made. No. It's very important. That is what Amir, decision maker, is dangerous. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a qazi, a decision maker, he should not be in hunger, he should not be in angry. Certain condition for him when he is making decision. Because then only he will take the both sides. He will act justly. Inna Allaha yuhibbul muqsitin. Justice is very important. So if you do injustice, also dangerous. In the day of Qiyamah, in the day of resurrection, we will get caught. It's not an easy part. Yes, sometimes it's tough. Tough decisions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, even my daughter do a mistake or something, when it comes to justice, I will act upon. No favoritism. So my dear respected elders and brothers, Islam, fourth advice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O do you believers, La yaskhar, the word called La yaskhar, Qawmun min qawmin asa an yakunu khayran minhum, amongst the people. La yaskhar means do not ridicule people. Ridiculously, we think bad upon it. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the khutbah is going on, Sahabi came and sat front. And then the Sahabi asked, who are you? What's your name? From where you come? Like this, making fun upon Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately in this ayat, La yaskhar qawmun min qawmin. Why the reason? Asa ay yakunu khairan minhu. We don't know. Today we might be poor. Tomorrow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make us a rich person. It's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so we don't have the right, we don't deserve that to ridicule people. You are such a person from this law. إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْ أَحْمَرٍ وَلَا أَسْوَدٍ إِلَّا أَنْ تَفْضَ لَهُ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, amongst you all, cannot become a best person by your color or your status, whatever we decide, whatever we see, we judge. وَلَكِنْ أَنْ تَفْضَ لَهُ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ Taqwa is very important. So my dear respected elders and brothers, Islam. So the first part of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this way. The second part of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about honoring, respecting each other. So this is the ayat we are discussing. We give respect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the respect. We earn respect towards them. It is very important. So we don't have the right that to doubt, ridicule people, lie. Whatever mistake can be, as human beings, we do mistake. Mistake happens. Nobody is perfect in this dunya. Even amongst the family, friends, a workplace, wherever, amongst the community. It is very important. So we should not look anybody down upon. We have to say, Allah has given us the best. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no control within us. Our money, our position, our status, cannot do anything. Allah is the one. Allah is the controller. Allah is the sustainer. It is there, my respected elders and brothers. We see, dunya is such. This world is in such a way. We get angry. We get friendly. Many things happen for the dunya, for the worldly life to achieve certain things. Many things happen. So the lesson is what we only have to be with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fifth advice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا The word called ayat, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا means do not insult each other. So these ayats when you see, when you look, it's like a chain. The moment you start doubting a person, doubtful or humiliate, then automatically all the actions, it will come. The ayat says. All this automatically, without our realizing, we tend to do these things. So, wala talmizu, do not insult. So, when we have a ridicule person or people where this, automatically we will insult him. Who are you? We start to insult. Remember that, front of people in this dunya, get insulted. It's okay, but the day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, and of everybody, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insults us, what is the situation? How it will be? The whole world. So what a disgrace. وَلَا تَلْمِذُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ So it is very important. So this happens, my respected elders and brothers in Islam, if we think that I'm the best. That in our within ourselves itself, that shaitan puts automatically. That's what I say, it's nature. The creator, the sustainer, Allah says in the Quran, and Allah is advising his words that Allah knows. He created and he knows the human being, how the mentality, how they will think. So we have to fight against all these things, against all these qualities that it comes that do we say far, the alternative amal. When we think bad about a person, we speak good about him. We look, for example, one mistake he has done. But we have to think, recall it, 99 good things he has done. Speak about the good deeds what he has done. Allahu Akbar. So, وَلَا تَلْمِذُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا Do not call each other with offensive nicknames. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا It happens. So, when you start putting him down, we call it with a nickname. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened. Person called, he called with a nickname, he said, Why are you calling me? Or, I have a name. My parents has kept a beautiful name. So call with my name, please. So we have to rectify immediately then and there. So we should not keep room for the people to speak like this. Clearly realize, وَلَا تَنَابَذُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ with the laqab, with this person's name, this, the respect. Every, we have a name. So every individual have honor and respect. So that's what the second part. We honor people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically will honor. Allah will give the honor in the day of Qiyamah, in the day of resurrection. The seventh advice, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you believers, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Avoid negative assumptions. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. It's very important. إن بعض الظن إثم. Because the one, the negative assumption is the ism, is a sin. Isn't it? Whatever said in that, the moment we see, the, when the moment we have a negative assumption, even he has gone to a place, then we think, no, he has gone to this place. Even he is passing towards a, which is illegal or unlawful places, we think he would have gone that he has done this. Because we are human, and we are tend to think that. We are not angels. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising, reminding. So every day when we start reading this ayat, la, la, all the ayat is do not, do not. So don't. The assumption, it is dangerous. So what happens to you, assume, then ayat continues, wala tajassasu. We'll start to spy on him. Right? We'll start to spy on him. Where did he go? What he did? We want to know the information to the people or whatever, spying on him. Where is he going? What is he doing? Allahu Akbar. My respected elders and brothers in Islam, there are many things to do in this dunya. You can see, there are people who are jobless, that means spending most of the time looking other people's problems, what he is doing, what he has done, where. You can see. No. Many things we can, because this is the time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the world to earn good deed. We will regret in the day of Qiyamah, in the day of resurrection, Allah, I missed the time, I missed the salah, or I missed the tasbih, zikr, Quran, we will regret. It's too late. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Then it next ayat, the next verse, the word, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Don't backbite each other. Isn't it? So, we spy, after that we start backbiting. Speaking about you. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ. The ayat continues. Do you like to eat flesh of your brothers, dead meat? لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Nobody will like. No one will like. So this is very dangerous, my respected elders and brothers, because we don't realize. We spot, we speak about others, and we don't know, and we forget about it. So we have to avoid all these things. It automatically, we start with a good gathering, or we start with a good thing, and it starts with something bad about other person's mistakes or whatever. We should have a policy. Somebody speaks about others, walk away from it. Because it's like, it's interesting. We get addicted. Oh, start talking about other people's mistakes, negative, to listen to that. There's no benefit. What is the benefit we are getting here? In this dunya? And after that, no. End of the day when you see it. So my respected elders and brothers, how clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this nine advice, which every word, which is, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, investigate, فَأَصْلِحُوا, make settlement, وَأَقْسِتُوا, act justly, لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ, do not ridicule peoples, وَلَا تَلْمِذُوا, do not insult, وَلَا تَنَابَذُوا, don't call each other with offensive nicknames, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن, avoid negative assumptions, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, do not spy on each other, وَلَا يَغْضَبْ, do not backbite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so my respected elders and brothers, the third part of in this surah, that with iman and the taqwa. The person has the iman, he will have taqwa definitely. அல்லாஹ் சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா ஃபினிஷ் தி ஆயத் ஆல்சோ இன்ன அல்லாஹ் யஅலமு கைபத் ஸமாவாத் வல் அர்த். அல்லாஹ் சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா நோஸ் தி கைப், தி நாலேஜ் விச் இஸ் யூ டோ நோ. யூ கேனட் டிசைட். அல்லாஹ் பஸீரு பிமா தஅமலூன். அல்லாஹ் இஸ் வாட்சிங், வாட்ச்ஃபுல் ஃபார் எவ்ரி ஆக்ஷன் வாட் இஸ் ஹேப்பனிங். So when you see, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah is addressing in the entire Quran, there are three ayat, three surahs starting with Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. This is Suratul Hujurat, which is Surah Mumtahina, Surah Ma'idah, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, Awfu Bil Uqud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed two surahs, which is Ya Ayyuhal Nabi, and two surahs, Ya Ayyuhal Nas. So it all shows, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the message is there. People who believe, every action is very important. So let us take this advice. Every individual read this surah, memorize this surah, and read at home as an advice, like how we advise the children, don't do this, don't. These are the etiquettes. These are the advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we start practicing and implementing, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us everything, whatever we want. Another very important thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I mentioned, all the situation in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He changes the situation. He knows every decision what has been taken by Him. That we can be wondering, what is happening for the world, what is happening, is going to us, but Allah is watching. There is a time has been given. When the moment Allah starts punishing them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking them towards the task, the punishment, they won't be addressed. They can't escape after that. It's very important. So, as Muslims, as Mu'mins, we should not... What is the situation? This is a situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the chance and opportunity to get closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we are weak on our salah, our Quran, our zikr, our activities with human being getting bad, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the decision like that. So my respected elders and brothers, it is very important. Salah, prayer is very important. Let us take an oath, let us take from this, every individual will not miss the salah, prayer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the difference between kafir and a Muslim is the prayer. So the prayer is very important. Prayer is a success for everyone. So praying with Imam Jamaat, wherever we are, whatever, even office, wherever, even we are traveling, we have the chance and opportunity to shorten the prayer. So every individual, please do not miss the salah. Pray, we have to be punctual, even at home, ladies at home, children at home, for the five time prayers. Imam Jamaat for the Salah, in this way is the success. Second is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The difference between a Muslim and a Mu'min, the Sunnah, taking the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Sunnah, it is an Hidayat, it is a guidance. For example, Miswa, small thing. Beard, eating, every, sitting, we are doing things, but when we do the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, we will be rewarded. He will be rewarded. So my dear respected elders and brothers, let us ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the chance and opportunity, everything, whatever we do, whatever we start, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give us the success. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give us the best in this world as well as hereafter. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect everyone. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the chance to do amal and ibadat, safeguard our family, safeguard the Muslims. Whatever decision we taken, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give us the best. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. மேலும் இது போன்ற இன்னும் பல பயான்களை www.acmyc.com எனும் இஸ்லாமிய இணையதளம் ஊடாக நீங்களும் டவுன்லோட் செய்து கொள்ள முடியும். அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும்.